The balancing act of manipulating interest rates just enough to keep tabs on inflation has long been the mainstay of federal monetary policy. Since the Great Recession, the Fed has kept interest rates low to spur the economy, and while the recovery it helped support was far less robust than the bounce felt in past recoveries, the real question now is whether low interest rates and low inflation have become the new normal. UH Economic Research Organization Executive Director Carl Bonham joins us now with his take. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
We've talked for a long time about not just where Hawaii is in terms of its recovery, but in general the recovery. And you've said several times this is as good as it's going to get. We've watched, you know, the economy hasn't quite come up to where other, you know, whether other recessions have brought us to, you know, with a recovery afterward. That has been so, felt the impact of what the Fed has done with not raising interest rates, being very, very judicious, and even just a tiny bit that we've seen. Do we have to get used to the fact that maybe we're not going to have this bounce and that there's not going to be this margin to play around with kind of, you know, later when the Fed needs to maybe make some other adjustments?
Well, that's really the main question is, are we now in the new normal of very low growth, very low, possibly even negative, what we call the neutral interest rate, that is the rate where inflation isn't rising and the economy is sort of growing at its potential? Is that the new normal? And the theory or the term that's used to refer to that is secular stagnation, which has been brought back to the fore by Larry Summers. The evidence seems to suggest that that's the case. And you know, you mentioned not getting that bounce that you might have expected after a deep recession. And if you look at the forecasts going back all the way to 2008, they just keep getting lowered, right? So when you're in the early stages of the recessions, you look at people's forecasts for, including the Fed's, forecasts for what GDP growth would be, what job recovery would look like, and what interest rates would look like. They've all been too high, right? And every single year, the forecasts get lowered for the next year. So if you went back and said, look at 08, 09, the Fed's forecast of where interest rates would be right now, their own interest rates that they control, would have been, you know, 1.5% for the Fed funds rate. We're now at less than 0.5%. And so the evidence is sort of increasing that, yes, interest rates are going to be low for a very long period of time, and bond markets think that. The bond market expects the Fed funds rate to not even get to 1% by the end of 2018, which then means that when we hit the next recession, which we will, and the odds are that in the next 2, 3, 4 years we'll see a recession, you won't have the room to cut interest rates that the Fed has typically had, which is a 400 basis point, a 4 percentage point to 5 percentage point decrease in the Fed funds rate.
Every time Janet Yellen speaks, people look at her and are waiting for some indication that there's going to be some incremental, you know, raising of the rates. What does that signal? But even if that were to happen at this point in time, given the fact that, you know, we're looking at a recession maybe in the next 2, 3 years, nobody has a crystal ball, but somewhere in that time, then you look at this and say, does it really matter that little tiny bit? I mean, maybe it gives a tiny bit more, but really what I hear you saying is that at some point the Fed's going to be hamstrung, and maybe this is not the way that we need to be approaching monetary policy, that it really is somewhat of a failure.
Well, so the Fed is doing the best that it can. I would argue they shouldn't be raising rates, period, because the risks are not symmetric. So there, the reason for raising rates would, the only reason for raising rates is to prevent financial instability through bubbles and to prevent inflation, right? And I would argue there's very little evidence of either of those right now, and that having inflation running at 2, 3, even 4% for a few years is much less of a risk and much less of a problem than the alternative, which is more secular stagnation. In other words, very low growth and, you know, continued less than full employment. And so I think yes, we do tend to sort of latch on to that. I think we will see an interest rate increase before the end of this year. The bigger question is sort of what should the Fed be doing in terms of adjusting expectations about what's possible? And some are arguing that Chris Sims argued at Jackson Hole that they should quit talking about how good they are at these new types of monetary policy, quantitative easing, even negative interest rates around the world. And they should start talking more about how what we need to be looking at is some fiscal policy reform, some structural reform, and things like significant increases in infrastructure investment across the world, not just in the United States. In other words, using fiscal policy to help increase demand. You know, in a world where the developed economies, the governments can borrow at what is effectively a zero or even negative real long-term interest rate. It's impossible to believe that an investment in roads, bridges, schools doesn't earn a return that far exceeds zero. And so there's a real reason to think about those efforts.
That means, though, that that's out of the Fed's hands. That's not something exactly. The Fed does. So everybody's looking, to hear what you just said, in the wrong direction.
That's right. And that would be one of the primary arguments of the secular stagnation view, is that there are things that we should be doing that we can do. Well, that we should be doing. We obviously can't do them. In that view, the fiscal austerity and the sequestration that we saw in the United States was about the worst thing that we could have possibly done at the time. And so if people who are making fiscal policy think that the Fed still has tools and that, you know, they're still able to fight slowdowns, which, you know, they fought the slowdown associated with the sequestration, you know, maybe in some way that influences their thinking. I'm not convinced of that. But, yes, there are things that we should be doing now. And one thing we should be doing now is planning for how fiscal policy might react better in a short period of time, because that's one thing that's difficult to do with fiscal policy, is to have stimulus that actually happens quickly.
That's not part of the national narrative that we're hearing at all in this election season, and we haven't really been hearing a lot of that anyway.
That's right. Outside of a very small circle of economists and policymakers, it's really not the discussion.
So, Carl, it sounds like, you know, we're stuck. The thinking is stuck.
Yeah, I mean, there's you know, a lot in the United States will depend on who wins in November. Regardless, you know, if you look at, suppose that Hillary Clinton were to win, she does have plans for increased fiscal spending and increased investments. On the other hand, if, you know, the Republicans maintain control, they'll block anything that is proposed. And so the prospects for really well-thought-out fiscal policy seem fairly dim.
Well, on that happy note, we'll at least have to say goodbye for the moment. But we'll talk about this again, I know. But thanks for coming in and giving a little bit of clarity after we kind of watched what happened in Jackson Hole at the last meeting of the Fed last week. Thanks a bunch. Economics professor Carl Bonham is the UH Economic Research Organization's executive director. He's also one of its founding members.
John Maynard Keynes.
F.A. Hayek.
Yeah, we're opposed.
We oppose each other philosophically.
In the same studio.
We've been going back and forth for a century.
I want to steer markets.
I want them set free. There's a boom and bust cycle and good reason to fear it. Play more interest rates.
No, it's the animal spirits. John Maynard Keynes wrote the book on modern macro. The man you need when the economy's off track. Depression, recession, now your question's in session. Have a seat and I'll school you in one simple lesson.